Today we'll be discussing about certain cell data type in MS Excel. Subtopic is controlling data format and presentation. What is cell data type? Cell data type determines how data is displayed and used in calculations. General, number, currency, accounting, data, date and time are all types of cell data type.
With selecting a cell data type in Microsoft Excel, and here is the selecting cell data type. The first one we will be looking at, select a cell, right click and select the format cells. Then you choose a data type from the number or the number tab. So in case you want to work on the number tab, there is a location of the number tab that we need to select the data type that we want or the data type that we are going to work on. Then you continue. So let's go straight to the data type. The first one, the data or the number data type, the first one that is suitable for money values and suitable for text and numbers. So this is where I was talking about the number tab. This is the number tab. And in the number type, we have the drop down here that you, when you go to the drop down, you have options for selecting the data type. The first one, you will see general, number, short time, long time, fractions, time, scientific, and the text. So whichever you are working on is the one that you need to choose. This one, I want us to work on dates. So I have choose dates in the number tab. This is the number tab we are talking about. Where the red arrow is being allocated. You see the number is at the drop down of the dates. Yeah, where the red is, where the arrow is being located. That you see the number tab. You just go to the drop down here. You see the drop down allocated to the date. You just click on it. You select your date or you select your number. You select your tax. Yes. When now we are working on the date, so I have choose date. So I've choose date. I'll go to the A1 cell and I click on it. That's, we are using Wednesday, June 23, 2021. I just need to key in Wednesday, June 23, then 2021. I click on my enter. I'm done with the A1 cell. In case I want to work in the different cell, I just need to move my cursor. I need to use my pointer. Then I click on the cell that I want to work on and I click on it. The second one is using numbers or working on numbers. This one, I just need to select number on the number tab. On the number tab, where I choose my data, I choose my date. That's where I need to choose my number. I click on my number. Then I come to A1 cell. Then I click or I choose A1 cell. Then I key in my numbers, then I press enter. This is all that we are talking about, a number data type. The number data type is being allocated at the number tab. That is where you need to choose the number or where you need to choose your time, where you need to choose your date, whatever you want to work on, you need to select on the data type. So anytime that you are working on a project that is under the number tab, you need to go home in the Excel, then you watch or you look for a number tab, then you select on the drop down there. Maybe you are working on a general. That's the general that is being used at the symbol, the dollar sign, the city sign, whatever you want to use, you select. Maybe you are working on a date, you choose date, then you come and work on the date. Maybe you are working on time, you select time. Maybe a scientific this thing that you are working on, you are using scientific to work. You just select scientific, maybe a text. You see AB text. You select AB text. You just select wherever you want to key in the cell. Maybe D1. Then I just click on D1. I will just key in my text. So this is what we are talking about, a data or a number data type. The number data type is all consists of the number tab. The number tab, that is where you are going to select, or where, that is where you are going to key in your data, or that is where you select. You select from the number tab, then you come to the drop down of maybe A1 or in the cells. Then you select the cells that you are going to work on, and you key in whatever you are working on, maybe time, maybe date, maybe number. You just key in what.
Yes, my friend, I'm not taking you through the data types that we have. First, we have the general data type. With the general data type, by default, that's the data type that you'll be able to get or obtain when you're using Excel. Now, let's take a big look for a pattern. Let's choose cell E, for example, and type in any value we want. Okay, maybe nice. Then let's fill it with the columns. So you right click on the cell E, format cells. And now, as we can see, the general is being selected by default. And when we come here, the sample is nice, right? That's what I used to be. So the general format cells have no specific number format. That means it doesn't have a specific number. It is general, including number, currency, accounting, date and time, all together. So that's it for the general data type. Now let's take a quick look at our next slide. Now we are going for the currency data type. This is suitable for numerical values, including currency symbol. So in this, it means that we can use the currency for any country that we want. All we have to do is be able to select the currency data type when we see in Excel. So let's take a quick look in Excel. So let's choose cell F. Then we enter main. We right click on the cell F. Then we click on format cells. We choose a currency data type. It will ask for the currency symbol, so we can choose to use Ghana, American, any currency you want. So let's use Ghana. Then the decimal symbol in the currency, we can choose 3, 4, or we can just choose a whole number. So let's choose whole numbers. So we enter 200 cedis. We fill in 200 cedis in all cells. Now, as you can see, it has done the formatting for us. So we've been able to use the currency data type. And that's what we have for it.
Plus, we are furthering our discussion with accounting data types. Accounting data types. Now, someone may ask, what is accounting data types? What constitutes accounting data types? You say the accounting data types is suitable for financial data, includes currency symbols and formatting. So when we talk about accounting data types, we are talking about currency symbols that are used when assigning these symbols to particular value, and these values are basically accounting data. That's basically what accounting data types talks about. So without wasting much time, let's dive into an Excel spreadsheet to look at how to assign a currency symbol to a data. So if you look at this simple spreadsheet, we have some data here. We have the serial number, the items, quantity, unit price, and total price. So like we discussed earlier on, we said that with accounting data types, it deals with basically the prices of currency, the currency, the prices of money. So in this case, we have some dollar sign to the unit price and also the total price, so that whenever somebody get in touch with the data, the person will be able to know that this is particularly an amount we are talking about. Because looking at this, it sounds like it looks like a normal numbers. So for us to make a distinction between that and the normal numbers, we have to assign a symbol to it. So to assign a currency symbol to value, you go to home tab and you find the numbers group. You know, when you take any spreadsheet, we have the home, the tabs and the groups. So if you take the clipboard group, we have cut, copy, format and all of that. So we come straight to number. That's the number group. And then we find this drop down menu, says general. Then up for the top pop menu, you select currency. So before you assign a currency symbol to any data, you first of all have to select the whole cell. So you bring your mouse to where the variables are, then you select. After selecting, then you go here, then you select currency. If you want to change the currency, now it is in euros. If you want to change the currency, you come to this drop-down menu within the number group, and then you select either English, US, United States, meaning dollars. So you realize that it has changed here. You can do that the same way to the total price too. You select it, then you can move here and you select dollars. So class, this is how to assign a currency symbol to any data that we have, so that it will be able to depict that this is particularly a financial data or a general data. Thank you.
Through modifying cell data type. Before you can modify a cell data type, there are a few processes you have to go through before modifying the data type. So these are the steps involved before you can modify a data type. First of all, you have to select the cell, right click and select cell format cells, and then you choose a new data type from the number tab. So you're going to do a few practicals on how it is done. Yeah, I've opened my Excel and let's do a few examples. So if you want to modify the data type in cell C, you have to first of all right click on cell C, then you choose format cells from the pop-up menu. And then from the data type category, you choose numbers. So I've selected number. Then where the decimal place is. Right now it is zero, so which means there is no decimal place in the numbers here. So you can increase it to one. You can see it has changed to those zero. So two, three. So let's make it three and then press an OK. So you can see there has been three decimal places in the numbers in the cell C. Initially, it was a whole number. There were no decimal places. But right now, there has been changes. So we've modified the cell, the numbers in cell C. So let's quickly move on to our next slide, which is the first processes for cell data type, how we can use data types correctly. And the first thing is use appropriate data type for data. An example is that when we are entering date, we should use the appropriate data type. We should not use currency data type because it has no fitting with date, but rather we should use date data type. And the second thing is consistent formatting for presentations. And the last thing is that we should avoid mixing data types in calculation. When we are choosing numbers, it should be solely numbers. When we are dealing with money, it should be currency solely. We should not mix them. All right, thank you.